We have two victims. The latest was discovered yesterday.
Pictures of a woman came on the screen to Nadia's left, a pretty blonde with gray eyes. Her makeup was tastefully applied, and a dusting of freckles graced the bridge of her nose. She wore silver hoops, and from the snapshot, I'd guess she had a love for fashion.
"This is Tara Day," Nadia continued. "She was 25. Local police arrived on scene at 9 a.m. yesterday. They found her in her apartment after a coworker, Glenn Little, called it in. He said that he was there to pick her up for work. They were putting in overtime for a client."
"What did she do for a living?" Paige asked.
"Tara was a clerk for a local accounting firm. The overtime still needs to be verified, but the coworker's background check was clean."
Lack of a criminal record meant little at times. It could simply mean that he just hadn't been caught in the past. Another picture of Tara appeared on the screen. This one was of her in a wedding gown in her bathtub. Her hands were folded over each other in her lap, sitting in a pool of blood.
"Our unsub cuts off their ring fingers and leaves it in their laps," Nadia said.
"I find it strange he doesn't take them as trophies."
Paige angled her cup and set it down when she seemed to realize it was empty.
"As nice as that sounds, there's no indication our guy takes a trophy. At least none we've discovered."
"You mentioned he's done this before,"
Zachary prodded.
"Correct. 1 year ago to the day, her name was Cheryl Bradley, age 24.
Zachary snapped the tab down on the lid of his cup.
"So he kills on the summer solstice. Some religious connection? Must have some importance to our unsub. The woman's ages are close, too."
"What about sexual assault?" Paige asked.
Nadia shook her head.
"Nothing indicates either victim had sexual relations within 12 hours of death."
"And the cause of death?"
Jack tapped an unlit cigarette against the table. I knew what his immediate plans were once we got off the plane. Nadia fanned her pen between two fingers.
"Suffocation. He gets on top of his victims and places his knee in their solar plexus."
"Compressive asphyxiation,"
Zachary jumped in, showing off his abundance of knowledge.
"Not a nice way to go."
Nadia showed us a picture of a brunette with brown eyes.
"This is Cheryl Bradley. She worked as a receptionist for a graphic design company. At first glance, the two victims seem to have two things in common besides cause of death: age range and location. They live within 3 blocks of each other."
The image morphed into one of Cheryl in a bathtub, and it was rather eerie the way it resembled that of Tara, despite the differences in their coloring. Zachary leaned forward.
"He's likely someone from the area, then."
I narrowed my eyes at the photo. Cheryl's hands lay on top of each other as Tara's did. The way he poses them with care afterward speaks of a connection or bond with his victims, I added.
"He chooses them for a specific reason. The ring finger being cut off may show betrayal or heartache."
This was from Paige.
"It's also possible he could be striving to recreate an event."
"You're alluding to a dead woman in a bathtub? It doesn't sound like a common thing. But if so, when and who?" The question slipped out. I knew it was essentially rhetorical at this point. There wasn't an answer yet to provide. "Did our unsub witness someone carry out a murder like this, or find a woman's body? Were there victims before Cheryl?"
"Nothing in the system comes back similar to these two cases," Nadia said.
"At the very least, he is selective and organized. He waits a year between victims. He doesn't need to kill, but is moved to do so,"
Zachary explained on the brainstorming.
"He experienced a deep hurt at some point. Like Paige said, a woman may have betrayed him. He can't move past the pain, and that's why he severs their fingers. These women could have hurt their fiancés. And June is the most popular month for weddings. All of this is best guess. The women might not have been engaged."
"Nadia, who did the police suspect for Cheryl's murder?" Jack asked.
"Their prime suspect was her ex-fiancé. Phil Payne broke it off."
"Did he say why?"
"He said Cheryl was a flirt,"